PaperTribune.com, we don't make apologies for who we are or what we say. If you're looking for more than boring stories and simple thought, visit ConservativeTribune.com. That's ConservativeTribune.com.
We now have some details on the bulletin we brought you last hour. At least 30 people are injured and many are still missing after a massive explosion and fire in the D.C. suburbs. This area resident describes the terrifying scene as it happened.
And all I heard was a big boom. And it sounded like an earthquake, the one that happened a couple of years ago.
It was a 3-alarm fire in Silver Spring, Maryland. 2 firemen were injured. Hillary Clinton says to Donald Trump, words are important.
And if you are running to be president or you are president of the United States, words can have tremendous consequences. Yesterday, we witnessed the latest in a long line of casual comments from Donald Trump that cross the line.
This is USA Radio News. You can always stay up to date at www.usaradio.com.
Picture Jack Benny's car. The sheriff of Dodge City.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Even little Charlie McCarthy.
Now, move you down.
No two people see these things alike. That's imagination, the theater of the mind. Free your imagination by listening to classic radio theater. The podcast's available at usaradio.com. Free your imagination. Classic Radio Theater at usaradio.com.
In Los Angeles, a young man was found shooting at police. The outcome cost the youth his life. Lieutenant Orcos of LAPD.
Hollenbeck gang enforcement officers received a radio call of a vandalism suspect in the area of Chicago Street and Cesar Chavez Avenue. According to a witness who saw the subject running from the officers, the witness saw the subject shoot a handgun in the direction of the pursuing officers. As the officers rounded the corner, one of the officers became involved in an officer-involved shooting. While the loss of life is always tragic, it is particularly so when the loss in
911. Officers then were able to take cover, firing at law enforcement officers who were at the scene. About 1:15 p.m., Deputy Bill Cooper underwent several surgeries. During the time, it was determined that it was a fatal wound.
Deputy Bill Cooper, shot in the neck, could not survive. This is USA Radio News. I'm Rod William Stoll. More news at usaradio.com.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Good morning. At 11:03, it is 89 degrees, but according to weather.com, it feels like it's 105. Forecast for today is scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 3 p.m. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. Tonight, some more scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly before 1 a.m. Then I guess they're going to sleep. Friday, a chance of more showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 9 a.m. They're late risers, those showers and thunderstorms.
What are you talking about?
This to the minute of when these things are going to happen.
Going to sleep?
Well, they're going to sleep at 1 o'clock in the morning.
What is?
There's showers and thunderstorms, because that's mainly when they are. Before 1 a.m.
Why did I start this conversation? Keep going.
Well, and it's going to continue for the weekend. 93 and 90, 50% chance of thunderstorms. And then a cold front moves through on Monday with a 50% chance of thunderstorms, but only a high of 86.
That's not a cold front, Jennifer.
And the humidity will drop. But I have partly sunny with a high near 82 for Wednesday night, which to me sounds like perfect British invasion weather.
This better not be crisscross.
Uh-oh. May I ask why?
I don't know. I'll ask why you're playing it in a moment.
You did very well guessing it with that little introduction.
Thank you. But before we get to that, it's The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support for the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, a recap of last Saturday's Comic Fest, a recap of last night's outdoor summer concert. Jennifer describes marriage as a relationship in which one person is always right and the other is the husband. Discounts with your library card, a look ahead to our fall concerts, and much, much more in today's library show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
I understand there's a petting zoo at the Hunterdon County Library right now.
There is.
How long is it going till if people are in the area of Flemington, New Jersey, and want to go to a petting zoo with their kids? Do you know when it's, how long it's there for?
It is there today until 11:30, so quickly.
Hurry up.
Hurry up.
You better be within a mile of the Hunterdon County Library if you want to catch the petting zoo. What time did it start?
Started at 9:30.
Oh. I guess they can't have the animals out in the midday sun, probably. I wouldn't think. So, you know what? On farmyards all over this great country of ours, they go in the shade and sleep in the afternoon.
Yes.
They don't want to be petted, I don't think. So, welcome to the library show. I mentioned it.
You wanted to know why.
A minute in. Why were you playing crisscross?
But I also do want to say you were enunciating Hunterdon very nicely earlier.
Yeah, I was trying to enunciate a little bit.
You did very well.
Thank you.
Why am I playing crisscross? It's Ride Like the Wind by Christopher Cross, and it is for Summer, our kilt girl last night, who is an award-winning equestrian. And she competed in events this weekend.
A little problem with that.
Why?
If you're an equestrian, you don't want to ride like the wind. You're jumping hurdles and things. It's not about speed, like out-and-out speed, Jennifer.
I know, but the other choice I could think of was Mr. Ed, and that seemed kind of rude.
Oh, that's the only two horse theme songs that you have.
Jim, remember your introduction when marriage, the definition of marriage, the definition of a co-host is kind of like that, too.
I know. Well, I agree. See, I'm not going to dispute that.
But I would also like to welcome Miss Morgan, who is also in the house, and she sang along to our sponsor, From the Attic to the Basement, or the Basement to the Attic, that led into us.
They got to change that song. Okay, Jennifer, I mentioned that we had Comic Fest last Saturday. I heard it was a huge success. I want to hear all about it.
Well, you were there also, weren't you?
I was there briefly, taking some pictures.
Did you see the pictures I took?
Yes.
They weren't bad, were they?
No, they weren't bad at all, Jennifer.
Except I let the battery.
I missed Spider-Man.
You missed Spider-Man. We had Spider-Man. It was really great.
Which I understand is both a blessing and a curse.
Matt, I hope you're not listening. Yes, we had a face painter, and he had other commitments that he had to leave it to, so that was probably the biggest disappointment of the day. We had author Kevin McCluskey.
What do you mean other commitments?
He had
a commitment to Comic Fest.
No. He had the other commitments previously.
Okay.
And then when he got to Comic Fest, when he was invited back to Comic Fest, he moved things around. And we had Kevin McCluskey, the author of The Truth About Pigeons.
Mm-hmm. And he did. I listened in on his talk. He has two. He had written two children's books, Jennifer.
Yes.
About pigeons and one about worms. And then he had worm races.
That's right. And then I got to release the worms.
By the way, I noticed that you just delete pictures off my camera that you don't like.
I only deleted one picture.
At least one. I'm going to guess probably two or three.
I only deleted one from Comic Fest.
Okay. I don't what want you to I delete do? Pictures off my camera anymore.
It's the library camera, Jim.
but I'm in charge of it. Why
I didn't put you in
charge
of it.
What picture did you delete that you didn't want me to see?
There was a picture of me and Caroline that was really pretty bad looking.
And you took one of you putting the worms back in the garden.
Oh, yeah, I deleted that.
I took
that.
At least
you did.
Three
you
of
did.
Those.
I deleted those two. They were quite unattractive.
Okay, so how is that one picture?
All right.
We mentioned at least three right now.
Yeah, and actually the one from Caroline was not on your camera, not on the library
And what
camera.
Was wrong with that picture? I saw that picture. I didn't think it was a bad picture.
No, that was a better picture. There was a other picture that was
But you deleted it.
So?
Why did you delete a good picture?
I didn't delete a good picture. I didn't delete that one. That one wasn't taken on the library camera.
I took one of you and Caroline on the library camera.
Yes, and it was horrible, so I deleted it, and we took another one on her phone, which I sent you.
It wasn't horrible, Jennifer. This is my point. I went through. I thought that was a good picture. What was so bad about it?
It was not good. We're not going to argue here. It's a library
That's
camera.
The only picture I had of Caroline. Caroline Scott was our guest on the radio show last week. I tried to take a nice picture of her to put on the webpage, and Jennifer deleted it.
I sent it to
Caroline,
you.
Caroline, if you're listening, which Caroline said she was going to listen, so she very well may be listening, Jennifer. Jennifer deleted a photo of you.
No, I deleted a photo of me.
I would have cropped you. I wouldn't have used it without your permission. I could have... What? I've done that before?
Mm-hmm.
And what?
I will send you one.
Okay.
I can send
it
you one.
It better
right
be
now.
A good picture.
It is.
Boy, you're losing your train of thought.
I am.
So Comic Fest, we had...
I don't... Because I'm really getting...
You're getting mad at me?
Yeah. Why? That was like an entirely inappropriate conversation to have.
About pictures?
Yeah. About me deleting pictures off the library camera.
Why?
It was inappropriate.
All right. We'll talk about that on the commercial break.
So Comic Fest was very good.
We had two artist alleys.
Yes. And
was
Shannon and Shannon and John Schmidtberger made a little TV set with lots of bubbles. Speech bubbles, and you could take a lot of people took their pictures with it, with their pictures in the picture bubble. And Spider-Man did come at 3 o'clock, about 2:30 he came, and he was quite popular. And then we had the cosplay contest, and you can find all these pictures on the library's Facebook page, or you can also go to Hunterdon Comic Fest Facebook page and see the pictures from that day. So why don't you tell us about the program you had last night?
We had our summer concerts, second, I'm looking for the word, this installment?
Yeah.
Second installment of, that's not right, but we had our second concert of our summer concert series last night. We had the Blauenberg Band, a 50 to 60 piece brass band from Blauenberg, New Jersey, 129 years old, the oldest community band, they say in the country, Jennifer. I don't know if that's true. Definitely in New Jersey.
Definitely New Jersey.
So the weather cooperated. It rained earlier in the day. It was a little steamy, but we had some cloud cover and a slight breeze, and we had about 200 people come out and enjoy the show. Blauenberg Band played plenty of marches. They played some movie scores. And I forget the name, gentleman who is the conductor and gives you background about each song, but just a great speaker and a very entertaining gentleman. So that was the Blauenberg Band last night. We have one more concert next Wednesday. Hopefully the weather cooperates because we're welcoming the British Invasion Tribute. We've had them for several years now, always a wildly popular show. Robert Murdoch, Lee, Jeff, and John will be joining us, almost like John, Paul, George, and Ringo. Kind of. What are you looking at there? You're not paying attention.
I'm finding the picture. It's on the Hunterdon Comic Fest Facebook page, the picture that has caused you such distress.
The one that you deleted?
The one of Caroline and me.
Oh.
Oh.
But you deleted that one. We need a long commercial break in a minute. So the British Invasion Tribute, as an added bonus, we'll be having Nina's Waffles, a food truck, at the show. So remember to bring your chairs and blankets and a picnic dinner, and then enjoy a Nina's Waffle and ice cream for dessert. So that's the British Invasion years next Wednesday, August 17th. The concert starts at 6:30 p.m. in the hopefully unlikely event that it does rain. The concert will be moved indoors, which unfortunately means that Nina's Waffles will not be joining us, and only a fraction of the crowd will be able to fit into our meeting room, Jennifer. So let's get that positivity working over there. You're much better at this than when we started our radio show. Don't you think?
You're the one who said it was going to rain, and my weather forecast
Jennifer
said
used
it was
to
be
sunny. Jennifer used to actively be able to attract rain.
Well,
she could do it. It was a gift, and I'm glad she's kind of put that aside.
Excellent.
So we're going to go to our first commercial break. Jennifer is going to ream me out about something, and then we'll be back right after this.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch, joined by Jennifer Winberry. It's time for Today in History. This time every week I ask Jennifer questions about events that happened on this date, which is August 11th, 2016, in years past, and also some people who were born, who had died. Jennifer, unfortunately, this might have been one of the most boring dates in the history of the Earth.
You've been saying that a lot lately.
No, I said it once. Maybe once in the past. August 11th, not much happened. Actually, I have two events, and really neither one of them are very consequential. So I had to put them, because that's the best two I could find. So let's go back to 1929. Who became the first baseball player to hit 500 home runs in his career?
Babe Ruth.
Babe Ruth is correct. It happened in Cleveland, Ohio. A little layup for you to start things off. And then finally, last year, Jennifer, what happened for the first time in Major League Baseball history? To 15 of the baseball teams that played on that day.
They were rained out.
No. I'm probably wording it wrong. Prior to this happening, the record was 12. It happened to 12 teams. That happened in the year 1914.
Extra innings?
Incorrect.
No, because that would be that's an odd number of teams.
The answer is all 15 home teams won their game.
Oh, interesting.
I would think that would happen more often, but it was a record last year. 15 games, all 15 home teams won. It is a record that stands to this day, but it's only a year old, Jennifer. But maybe never be broken. Actually, I don't know if 16 teams can play on the same day, maybe. Okay, then born or died, Jennifer. And again, just very lukewarm group of people here.
I'm sure those people are delighted to
hear. Yeah, sorry about that. Starting with Mike Douglas in 1920, he was born.
He's a talk show host?
He was a talk show host. You know anything else about him?
Not a whole lot.
I don't know either, but it was a popular talk show in the 70s, I believe. Mike Douglas.
Yeah.
He had a young, like a five-year-old Tiger Woods on his show, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe
was that who? I know somebody did. I didn't know who it
yes,
was.
Yes, it was Mike Douglas, Jennifer. 1921, Alex Haley was born.
He's the author of Roots.
Correct. Did he ever write anything else?
He did, and there was just a book about him that came out earlier this year or last year. But you're right. I'm looking at Today in History, and there's nothing else I would have
1946, so you're cheating.
I'm not cheating, but...
1946, Jennifer Marilyn Vos Savant was born. Thought you would know this one because you're a puzzle girl.
Mm-mm.
Marilyn Vos Savant is credited with having the highest IQ of any human on this planet.
How about that?
And she does a puzzle column, I think. People ask her questions in, I think it's...
Oh, in Parade?
Parade magazine.
She's got the highest IQ. Are you kidding? Ask Marilyn?
Yes.
Wow.
Why? Yours is higher?
No, I don't know.
Have you been tested? Maybe you are higher.
There's a story behind that, but I don't know. It's just...
There's a story behind what?
My IQ. It's odd.
Well, I'd love to hear it.
My mother won't tell me or my sisters what our IQ is.
Oh, then maybe it's higher.
No, but I'm surprised because I figured she was just some hack who wrote a column.
No, she has the highest IQ.
So if she's got the highest IQ, why is she writing for Parade magazine?
Because it's probably paying her good money. She's not an idiot, Jennifer. So why can't you and your sister get your IQ tested on your own?
I guess we could. It never occurred to me. Do you know yours off the top of your head?
No, they didn't tell me, but not because they thought it was too high. Let's put it that way.
Well, no, they didn't want...
They thought it was too low.
They didn't want us to know what our IQ was so that it wouldn't hold us back if we thought like somebody else had a higher... You know, like they didn't want that number.
It's not a taboo thing. Do they even do IQ tests anymore?
No, they do park tests now.
What's that?
Oh, those
parallel
tests?
Parking tests?
No. P-A-R-C or R-Q... It was a big controversy last year. Your kids are out of school, so you don't pay attention, probably. Today, in 1992, the Mall of America opened. Do you know what state in the United States that's in?
Minnesota, Jennifer. Yes. Okay, but I'm not done over here.
Oh, you're done. You said you didn't have very much. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead.
I didn't very much, but I'm not done.
I'm sorry.
Born on the state in 1954, Joe Jackson.
I can hear the song. He's one of the Jackson 5...
He's not one of Jackson, though Joe Jackson technically was Michael Jackson's father, but that's not the Joe Jackson
I'm referring to.
He would have been born well before 1954, Jennifer, that Joe Jackson.
Jackson
is a musician, though.
Yeah, and I can hear it in the back of my... He wasn't related? Mm-mm. For some reason, I thought he was.
No.
I can hear the song playing in the back of my head, and I can't get to the chorus.
Hum it for me. Joe Jackson was an English singer-songwriter, had big hits probably right around the MTV era, probably known for best for Is She Really Going Out With Him?, Sunday Papers, Breaking Us in Two, It's Different for Girls. No? Any of this?
Yeah, no, I'm not in my head.
Why'd you give me a look like that?
No, I'm not in my head.
I didn't write the song, Jennifer.
I'm not giving you a whole look.
Okay, died in this date in 1995, Jennifer, Phil Harris.
Phil Harris?
Mm-hmm.
You know him, but I don't.
I know.
No.
American singer-songwriter and band leader. I know him as the voice. He did a lot of voices. The voice of Baloo the Bear in Walt Disney's The Jungle Book. Bear Necessities, you know that song? Mm-hmm. That was Phil Harris singing. Died in 2006, Mike Douglas.
The same Mike Douglas?
It was. Mike Douglas was born and died on the same date.
So is Shakespeare, allegedly.
That's like the most interesting thing that's happened on August 11th. Poor Mike Douglas.
Probably not to Mike Douglas.
Born in 2006, so he lived a nice long life, 86 years. I'd take that, I think. Would you? Somebody said you're right now, 86. Yes or no?
Yeah.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't roll those dice for the 90s?
No.
Okay. Just asking.
Nope.
Died in 2009, Jennifer Eunice Kennedy Shriver.
She was Maria Shriver's mother.
She was
one of the 9 Kennedy children.
Correct. Very
she
good.
She Arnold Schwarzenegger's mother-in-law.
And what is she most famous for founding? She did one
I know.
Thing that she did that was her thing, Jennifer.
I don't know.
Special Olympics. She founded the Special Olympics. and died 2 years. It's 2 years I read it, Jennifer, in 2014. Robin Williams.
He was a comedian. Mork and Mindy, the Dead Poets Society, Mrs. Doubtfire.
What's his greatest movie, do you think?
Not Mrs. Doubtfire. Sorry, Morgan. Dead Poets Society, Good Will Hunting.
Probably
maybe.
Dead Poets Society. Yeah, Good Will Hunting. There you go. I would agree with those two.
You trying to suck up to me?
No, absolutely not. I'm mad at you, actually. So.
Why? What did I do now?
For misunderstanding things.
All right.
So we'll move on. Jennifer, I'm going to give you your whole horoscope. Maybe there's something about you being testy in here. Let's see. Jennifer is a Libra. Which means, what's your scale? What's your range of birthdays for a Libra?
The end of September to the end of October.
Okay. And Jennifer's birthday is what, October 14th? 17th. Somewhere in October. Somewhere before October 23rd.
8th, maybe?
October 8th. Okay, Jennifer is Libra. Here's your horoscope for today, Jennifer. They're usually pretty vague, but let's see. I haven't looked at anybody's horoscope in a while. It says, be sure to look after yourself. Are you doing that?
I was walking barefoot when you saw me.
And take care of your health. Have you been taking care of your health,
I
Jennifer?
Was walking barefoot outside.
I think they're warning you because the stars warn you about ill health today. Any signs of that yet?
Keep
talking back to me. You're going to have some. And I'm just kidding. I shouldn't say. Okay, now this, you're going to have ill health if you take their advice right here. It says to avoid cold or chilled food. On a 95-degree day, you better not avoid cold or chilled food, or you could have some health problems. This is pretty irresponsible horoscoping here.
I see that.
If you have a medical condition, your horoscope doesn't know if you have a medical condition or not.
Well, no, because not every Libra.
Take extra precautions, Jennifer. Financially, you should be stable today. No gain or no loss predicted.
Well, I can... Well.
In a 24-hour span. Don't make any big... real estate deals today, Jennifer. However, it's better to refrain from doing major investments today. Any major investments planned?
I don't know if a glass of sangria is a major investment, perhaps.
No, I think they're talking real estate or...
No, I'm tapped out with real estate.
I don't know. So does any of that ring true for you?
Not particularly. But
I wonder if I should check my...
Well, I was going to say, let's check yours.
I am a Cancer, Jennifer.
No kidding.
What does Libra mean? That Libra's a scale?
It's a scale.
Okay, my horoscope today, Jennifer. Let's see if any of this rings true. Today, Jennifer, I may have some problem with radio... Whoa, that's specific. Radio co-host. No. Some problem with your transport. If you're going for an important work, double-check your alternative mode of transport and keep a backup... This better not be right. And keep a backup plan ready.
Could you let me pull out before you even start your car because you're parked behind me?
You may be a little agitated from inside, but do not lose your cool, as it's only a short phase and will pass by easily.
See, we'll be done in 33 minutes.
Spend time with your family. My family actually is leaving for Asheville, North Carolina today.
Are they?
To visit my son, Will. I'm not going. I'm going to be home by myself, so that spending the time with my family thing, unfortunately, is not going to be happening. So, that's my horoscope. Do you follow horoscopes at all?
I don't.
I usually don't. I don't know why that crossed my mind.
I was
today,
wondering why you chose to pick.
I don't know, but I did, Jennifer. So we are the Library Show. Let me give you another quick look at your Flemington weather before we move on to the second half of our show. There's a chance of a thunderstorm today, probably right around dusk. It looks like, but the temperature is going to be hot. We're in the 90s. With the humidity, it's going to feel like about 100 degrees. Tomorrow, Friday, and the next day, Saturday, hot but clear anyway. Temperatures in the mid-90s. Next chance for rain looks to appear to be Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Chance of thunderstorms each day. So hopefully that weather changes around next Wednesday because we'd love to have the British Invasion tribute outside. So it's 11:28 according to my computer, Jennifer. According to my cell phone, let's see if it matches. It's 11:29, so close enough. We have a half hour left of our library show at 12 noon, right after us. Jim Gannot from Crown Trophy here in town in Flemington. If you haven't visited his showroom right in the Staples Plaza, is that what they call that shopping center?
Is that what they call it? I don't know. There used to be Hunterdon Shopping Center.
Right off of Rayville Avenue there. Visit Jim's showroom. He does banners, trophies, He does everything. Anything to promote, or we at the library use his expertise many times. So that's Jim Gano, and he has a show called Taking Care of Business on at 12 noon every day, giving you sound business advice. Jim also does a lot of work for the Flemington Borough, promoting their Main Street and activities, and very community-oriented guy. Very good guy to have in Flemington. We're lucky to have him.
We are. And we're lucky to have a lot of other businesses in the county, because September is Library Card Month.
Yes.
And we're just about ready to print the brochures up.
Okay. You don't have a list of who's participating this year?
No, it's not complete yet. Joan's compiling it as we speak.
So discounts for the Library Card Month. September every year is Library Card Month. So the Hunterdon County Library celebrates by joining with as many area businesses as we can find that will offer discounts to you just for showing up and flashing your library card. You can flash it like you're an FBI agent. You can do it any way you want.
Yes, you can.
Show them your library card, and there's a predetermined discount. We'll make up a little brochure that you can carry around or keep in your car. So if you're in a business, you can check it out. And a lot of the businesses have very generous discounts. So we've been doing this for several years now. So remember to keep an eye out. It'll be on our webpage. We'll also have brochures at the library. And then each business that does join us in this promotion will have a sign posted up near the register. So if you have your Hunterdon County Library card, get ready to save tons of money in September. And if you need a Hunterdon County Library card and you don't live in Hunterdon County, well, this is another way it would just pay for itself, Jennifer.
That's right. For $90, you get you can have an out-of-county library card. And you would have access to everything 800
all of our services, all of our programs. All you can borrow our museum passes, which would pay for your library card, too, if you did that twice.
That's right. You can download from our ebook or audiobook collection, stream videos, our magazine collection.
There's too much to mention. We should have like a punch list just to, if we ever talk about this again, like all the services, that, just in a nutshell, that you can get just by having a Hunterdon County Library card. It's too numerous just to run off the top of your head.
That's right.
That's my point, Jennifer.
That's your point.
What was that sound?
There was no sound.
I heard a bloop.
Oh, that was Miss Morgan telling me her birthday's on the 11th, so we share the same horoscope.
Oh, she did? Did she have any? Did she tell her not to drink chilled or cold food today? Did Morgan start working at the Tilted Kilt yet?
I believe she's waiting till the end of August.
Oh, okay. Why is that?
Because Scott's going on vacation.
I understand you have some trivia for us.
I can't find it. I thought I had it. It was on half sheets, and I don't know where it is. But I didn't have the answer, so I didn't want to do it yet.
If I wasn't mad before, Jennifer. Now
you're angry.
I'm angry.
Okay.
Don't promise someone trivia.
I said.
And then don't follow through.
I told you I couldn't find it. I think I set it aside because I wanted to find the answers before. Because you would ask me what the answers are. It's British.
As would anyone in the world.
I know. It's British-based, so I would think.
We have a couple programs coming up, Jennifer.
Talk about them and I'll
British-based?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I don't want it.
No, it was my parents just took a cruise. They just came back on the Queen Mary, and every day they got trivia delivered to their room.
Okay.
Your kind of place.
Okay, Jennifer, well, we have some programs coming up this week at the library, starting with tonight, August 11th. If you haven't seen the movie Room, which I hear has gotten some very good reviews, come to the Hunterdon County Library tonight at 6 p.m. Bring a snack and your favorite non-alcoholic beverage and just relax and enjoy the movie Room as part of our Academy Award-nominated film series presented by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. We have a new film series coming, but I do not have the flyer in front of me. I will have that for you next week. This Saturday, August 13th at 1:30 p.m. at the North County Branch Library, local students will perform Tchaikovsky's Children's Album, Jennifer. Ia Denzer's piano students will perform Tchaikovsky's Children's Album as well as other composers. Ia will provide some additional background between students' performances. The concert will be good for younger ages as well as adults. Level and age of students varies from beginners up to advanced level. And so appeal will be to younger ages as well as adults, as we said that twice. in that paragraph, Jennifer, they wanted to drive that point home. So once again,
I wanted to make sure.
If you want to have a child that you want to introduce into some music by seeing other children playing the piano, then go to the North County Branch Library this Saturday, August 13th at 1:30 p.m. It might be raining outside, so another good indoor activity. And the last program I have is Thursday, August 18th at the North County Branch Library. It's a program about the ancient Olympics with art historian Michael Norris, Ph.D. Before the modern Olympic Games occurred this summer, which they are occurring right now, Jennifer, have you been watching the Olympics?
I watched the basketball game last night against Australia.
Yeah, it was close, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. How close?
I don't know, because then I got sidetracked by the Mets game.
Okay, Jennifer. I hear we're doing well in swimming. We're doing well in...
Oh, Michael Phelps is really...
Yeah, he's won a couple already.
He's going for a third.
Or Lydecki, the woman, has won three.
And the gymnast.
The gymnast team's doing well. And that 40-something-year-old cyclist, woman cyclist, Armstrong, won again. Incredible.
And one of the gymnasts on the team is from Old Bridge. So she's from New Jersey.
Yeah, there's a lot of New Jersey athletes, yes. So back to the ancient Olympics, Jennifer. Art historian Michael Norris has spent 20 years at the Cloisters Museum and the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York and has lectured all over the world, Jennifer. So he'll explore how this religious event in southern Greece developed over the course of 1,100 years and see how it helped draw the Greek city-states together. Once again, this is Thursday, August 18th. Next Thursday, a week from today, at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
You're a horse guy. Jim?
Yes, I am, Jennifer.
How do they get the horses to Brazil?
How do they get horses to Brazil? Mm-hmm. Probably on a boat, Jennifer.
That's disturbing.
Or
a boat?
No, on a plane. Thoroughbred horses fly across the country all the time.
Well, that's what I'm asking. You would know that. Is it just a plane just for horses?
Yeah, they have special.
Like it's like a trailer, but it's a plane.
Yeah, they have special cargo planes for horses.
Do they have to like sedate them or anything? Or they just
usually not, Jennifer.
Really?
Some horses get antsy or skittish, I guess the word is. But most horses are fine. American Pharoah, I think, crossed the country 6 or 7 times last year in his incredible 2015 campaign for Horse of the Year, and they said he loved it.
Hmm.
So it depends on the horse, I guess, Jennifer.
How about that?
Horses are a lot like people.
Horses are a lot like people?
And then sometimes they're not.
They never talk back to you.
How are our summer reading clubs going?
They're going very well. The children's program ends today. The special programs, as you mentioned earlier, the petting zoo is the final.
That reminds me, I got to make some certificates for those youngsters.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But they can continue reading books through
the rest of their lives,
through the rest of their lives, but for the summer reading club, continue reading through August 30th to get your prizes, to earn your prizes. And the Adult Summer Reading Club is also still going strong. You want to remember to submit your books, because every week you want to submit a book read. For every book you submit, you get a chance for the drawing for the weekly prize, which were donated by the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library. Let's see. This week is week 10, and Patty Kay and Fernanda were the winners. So congratulations to them.
Any book reviews that we can read one?
Let's look at the...
A lot of the Adult Summer Reading Club members, there's a blog, and if you read a book, you can tip off your fellow Summer Reading Club members about a good book that you read. And they put a lot of good reviews on this blog, even if you're not a member. Correct, Jennifer? Correct me if I'm wrong. Even if you're not a member of the Summer Reading Club, you can go on this blog and get tips about new books to read.
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. You don't have to be a member. You just have to be a member to post it. We have a 5-star review about Grunt, The Curious Science of Humans at War by Mary Roach. It's not about war. What it is about is the way humans protect themselves from war. We learn why silky underwear is the best material if you're wounded. Do you know why?
Why?
It won't stick to your wound. And why the Navy doesn't have camouflage. Because they'd kind of stick out if they had camouflage, wouldn't they? Open this page to any...
Back up.
If they had camouflage and they were on a ship, there's no trees or anything. Camouflage is meant so you blend in with your surroundings.
There's different kinds of camouflage. You would wear blue camouflage, Jennifer, or wear green Marines, or whatever.
The Marines wear blue sometimes.
Desert Storm or whatever. They weren't wearing trees. They were wearing sand camouflage, Jennifer.
Let's see. Lie in Plain Sight by Maggie Barbieri. It's a third book in a series about a baker named Maeve. But the plot isn't really... There's a lot of secrets and lies being told to maintain them. But not much about the plot. Let's see what else people like. The Weekenders by Mary Kay Anderson. It's a fun summer read. Let's see, the Greeks...
That was the whole review.
That was the whole review. Some of the reviews are very short. This year they've requested that the reviews be kept to one or two lines.
It's called the Jennifer Winberry Rule.
It's not called the Jennifer Winberry Rule. I'll tell you whose rule it is during the break. A Room with a View, E.M. Forrester, if you'd like to read a classic. Somebody read it after reading the 1985 film version, found the book provided an insight into the characters' actions and reactions that the movie is unable to. Someone else enjoyed The Weekenders. Lisa Scottolini and her daughter Francesca write nonfiction essays. Lisa Scottolini is the author of a couple of different thriller series, and they've teamed up again to write I've Got Sand in All the Wrong Places. It's a wonderful, humorous read. If you're a fan of the chick wit column in the Philadelphia Inquirer, there's a bit of repetition because Francesca Saratello writes the chick wit column in the Philadelphia Inquirer. So definitely check out the blog. And what Jim is referring to is that once a month I post some reviews of books coming out this month.
Why don't we go to our last commercial break, Jennifer, and we will play some trivia and talk about the fall concerts.
Why do I have a feeling you're about to take me to task again?
I will not.
Okay.
Take you to task. I never took you to task.
We'll be right back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show. In 15 minutes, Jim Gonneau will join you for some taking care of business. You want to talk about the fall concerts?
Let's put a little trivia first.
Okay.
While people are still here.
Okie dokie.
And then when people, you know, start tuning in for Jim Gonneau's show, the throng that comes on will catch him with our fall concert schedule.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Okie dokie.
Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to ask you 20 questions. Try to answer them without the multiple choice, but if you need the multiple choice.
Okay.
I will give them to you. I promise. Hold on. I hit the wrong button, Jennifer. I just hit the right button. Are you ready?
I am ready, Jennifer.
General trivia. Anything from aardvarks to zebras.
Zebras. Xylophone. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Easy over there. Number one, Jennifer. Little religion for you right off the bat. Who rebelled against Moses, attempting to seize the priesthood, only to be swallowed by the earth?
You're going to have to give me some choices, please.
Korah, Levi, Aaron, or Eli? This is from the book of Numbers.
Aaron. It's probably Levi, though.
A teenaged abuser, Jennifer, violates his victim's privacy by what? Forcing unwanted intimacy. This is one of all these above, Jennifer. Let's move on. Masaka Shiki, a Japanese writer, gave this form of Japanese poetry its name. It has 17 moras, units of sound, and phrases, and three phrases of 5, 7, and 5 moras. You know this.
I do. Haiku.
Correct. You stand before a crowd with a treatise for religious creeds. What's all the religious things, Jennifer? What are you... it's a spell word. I got it. It's catechism.
I could spell that.
The questions are not starting off too well. Which of these is not a type of vacuum cleaner, Jennifer? A supersonic, a stick, a handheld, or an upright?
I'd say a supersonic.
What bull is widely regarded as the rankest of all time? What bull? Wolfman, yellow jacket, grasshopper, or bodacious? It's famous bulls, I guess, Jennifer.
Bull?
B-U-L-L. Rodeo bulls.
No idea.
Let's see. Yellow jacket. What monster machine did Ford... none of these are right up your alley, are they? What monster machine did Ford release for the first time in 1993? The Mach 1, the Boss, the Cobra R, or the Shelby?
It's not the Shelby.
It's not?
No.
That would have been my guess.
No, because I think that's older.
Okay.
What's the one, not Mach 1, not Cobra? What was
Boss.
No, say Cobra.
Which of the following describes the smell of garlic and onions? Potent, potlatch, potsherd, or poteen?
Well, it's potent, but...
These are very strange questions today. Baccarat and David have created many great songs. Nothing's Worrying Me comes from which of the following songs?
Nothing. Raindrops Are Falling on My
very
Head.
Very good. Raindrops Keep Falling
and
on My Head.
Do you know
head.
What movie that is from?
Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. To be filled with more news and gossip, Jennifer, is it a newel, a newsmonger, a newsier, or newscaster?
Newsmonger.
This Canadian hero was a World War One flying ace. His first name was William, but that's not what the Canadians know him as. Is it Billy Dean, Billy Bishop, Bill Deacon, or Bill Church? Very tough today.
It's probably one of the first two. Billy Bishop.
This city, also the capital, is home to a mall with dolphins, a pirate ship, an amusement park, go-kart racing, mini-golf, a casino, an indoor skating rink, and a water park. Not to mention over 1,000 stores. Are we talking about Edmonton, Calgary, Lethbridge, or Grand Prairie?
It's either Edmonton or Calgary. Edmonton.
Israeli commandos rescued hostages that terrorists were holding at which Ugandan airport in 1976? Jinja, Entebbe, Gulu, Arua. It's a movie about it, Jennifer.
Entebbe.
Raid on Entebbe. Which Charlie Chaplin film was banned in Germany, but supposedly was viewed by Hitler in private, not once, but twice?
The only one I know is The Little Tramp.
You'll know when I hear the names. The Kid, Modern Times, City Lights, or The Great Dictator?
The Great Dictator.
First synthesized in 1847, Jennifer, this highly explosive liquid was considered too dangerous and banned after many accidents before used as a component of dynamite. It also has medicinal uses in the easing of cardiac pain.
Nitroglycerin,
sulfur, silicone.
Nitroglycerin. Did you know dynamite also has peanuts in it?
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
No, I did not know that. Are you sure?
I am.
Which of these is nicknamed the Golden State? Jennifer, Florida, Illinois, New York?
California.
Or California. What is the name of the fertilizer obtained from bird droppings? Iguana? Guano? Ikebana?
It's guana.
Who was the second poet laureate of the United States? The second. Robert Haas, Richard Wilbur, Rita Dove, or Robert Pinsky?
I find it hard to believe it's Robert Pinsky because he's a modern-day poet, but maybe it didn't. Maybe it wasn't established until...
That would be my guess. But
yeah.
An ill-tempered sports writer, Jennifer, throws his roommate's linguine against their kitchen wall.
Spaghetti?
What movie
Noodles?
Am I talking
about? Oh, what
about?
Movie?
The Odd Couple. Sports writer. And finally, number 20, Jennifer. What 1959 horror flick starred Vincent Price, Agnes Moorehead, and Darla Hood of Little Rascals fame?
Oh. Tell me the answers.
The Raven, The Bat, The Fly, The Cask of Amontillado.
The Fly.
The Fly, I think, is correct. Okay, Jennifer, I'm going to submit your answers. They're tabulating as we speak. Let's see how you did. Aaron did not, was not swallowed by the earth. It was Cora.
Yep.
You were corrected with all of these. You were correct about the haiku. You were correct about catechism, being spelling catechism. Supersonic is not a type of vacuum cleaner. You were correct on that one, Jennifer. Bodacious is the name of the most famous and most evil bull ever to grace a rodeo ring.
I would not have guessed.
You're correct about Cobra R being the Ford release of 1993. Potent is the smell of garlic and onions. Raindrops Who Fall on My Head is correct. Newsier, Jennifer, I'm sorry, is to be filled with more news and gossip.
Oh, to be filled with more news than gossip?
And gossip. Billy Bishop, you were correct, Jennifer, was the famous Canadian flying ace. Edmonton was correct, Jennifer, where that big mall was. Entebbe was the place where terrorists had hostages. The Great Dictator was a Charlie Chaplin film. Nitroglycerin does help cardiac diseases. California is the Golden State. Guano is bird droppings. And Richard Wilbur was the second poet laureate. You were correct with the Odd Couple, and I'm sorry, The Bat was the Vincent Price movie.
Really?
15 out of 20 still.
Not bad, because they were pretty...
They were pretty hard. 15 out of 20 isn't bad, Jennifer. I'm going to congratulate you on that one.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Before, while you're finishing up over there, before we go to the fall programs, I just wanted to mention one thing I would have mentioned at Comic Fest, had we not been distracted.
By Spider-Man?
No, yes, Spider-Man was quite distracting. And next Saturday, August 20th, I'm calling all superheroes... Come join us in downtown Flemington for this year's Superhero Walk to raise awareness for child abuse and neglect. Come dressed as your favorite superhero and help make a difference. Pledges from supporters are gratefully accepted. No donation is too small. The starting point is Comic Fusion in Turntable Junction at 10 a.m. next Saturday. And it is co-sponsored by CASA, Court-Appointed Special Advocates for Children of Somerset, Hunterdon, and Warren County. And Comic Fest was... generously donated boxes and boxes of books for us to give away at the Comic Fest. So we definitely want
to... You're right. That would have been a great thing to mention at Comic Fest.
We had the flyers at Comic Fest.
Oh, okay.
When we were talking about it.
Okay, fall concerts, Jennifer. We have a full slate of fall concerts scheduled at the Hunter and Kenny Library starting in September and running through December. So that's the entire fall. Right there, two concerts a month starting in September, Jennifer. The Great American Songbook featuring Jamie and Nancy DeJesus on Wednesday, September 21st at 7 p.m. All these concerts that I'm telling you about are available to view on our webpage also, www.hclibrary.us. All our concerts are free and open to the public. We ask that you call the library at 788-1434 to reserve a seat because most... where all of these shows, Jennifer, could be filled to capacity, and our meeting room capacity is about 100, give or take. We continue on Wednesday, September 28th at 7 p.m. with funky. Wow, where did I get that? Okay, folk, country, and bluegrass music with Mocky Hill. That's a new group to be performing at the Huntington County Library for us. In October, we welcome back A.C. Steel and the Galvanizers, friends of our director, Mark Titus, on Wednesday, October 12th at 7 p.m. It's kind of like a blues rock band, Jennifer. They're very good. Rave On, the hits of Buddy Holly and Roy Orbison with Chris Rozelle and his group are on Wednesday, October 26th at 7 p.m. If you haven't heard them, I highly suggest that show as well. Then in November, Wednesday, November 9th at 7 p.m., we welcome Maggie Warsdale, who will sing songs from the catalog of Patsy Cline in a show called Crazy About Patsy Cline. And then Wednesday, November 30th at 7 p.m., it's a jazz holiday, a tradition at the Huntington County Library, with the Eric Mantel Jazz Quartet. You'll hear songs from Charlie Brown's Christmas special, plus many other jazz-infused holiday songs. And then finally, December, a new performer for the Huntington County Library, Wednesday, December 7th at 7 p.m., we welcome E.L. Doctorow's daughter, Caroline. E.L. Doctorow, of course, writing the book Ragtime. She'll be singing folk songs for the holidays on Wednesday, December 7th at 7 p.m. And then finally, we wrap it all up on Wednesday, December 14th at 7 p.m. with our annual holiday show, the Huntington Harmonizers Barbershop Chorus Holiday Show. A real throwback kind of nostalgia kind of song with the chorus, show with the harmonizers. It's a fun show to come to. They do a lot of, you know, campy humor and...
Do you know what their show theme
excellent
is this
singers.
Year?
He told me last time I saw him, and I can't remember off the top of my
How
head.
How come you don't sing with them?
Maybe someday. Besides the obvious reason, but maybe someday I will.
Like after the news go?
Yes, that's what they think. But actually, one of the guys that I do play basketball with does sing with them.
See, there's time to do both.
No.
Okay.
There is not. Not for me anyway, Jennifer. Someday, hopefully. When I'm 86, because maybe I'm not going to take that bet you took earlier in the show.
Not when you're 64?
Maybe I'm going to roll the dice. A little Beatles reference. See, we couldn't get through the show without a Beatles reference, and there it was from Jennifer Winberry.
I have to let you know, last night at Trivia Night, there was a category, Famous Peters.
Mm-hmm.
And I, of course, knew the Famous Peter that was the original Beatles drummer.
Ah, very good.
Thank you.
Nice. You're welcome.
We have some movies coming up after tonight. There's going to be a two-week break. And then we'll be showing six more movies at the headquarters of North County Library to finish out the year. We're going to start on Thursday, August 25th with Mr. Holmes. And that will only be shown at the headquarters library. And then on September 22nd, we will be showing Everest, which is a true story. On October 1st, Concussion, which is based on a true story that's Will Smith. October 20th, Hello, My Name is Doris, starring the incomparable Sally Fields.
She's comparable.
She's comparable? Okay. On October 29th, Suffragettes with Meryl Streep. And on Saturday, November 19th, Dark Horse, also a heartwarming true story. Do you know about Dark Horse?
Yes, I have seen the trailer for that. It looks good.
Does it look good?
Yes.
Okay. And then all those movies will be shown on a Saturday also at the North County Branch Library. So you want to check our website for all these schedules and all these programs that Jim and I talked about. And it is time for Jim Gano. So thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, go online, or stop in. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Huntington Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Huntington Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Rod William Stoll.
If Donald Trump can get more scripted, can be more on point, and talk about security and safety and the economy and economic growth and better paying jobs, he's a winner because people who've seen Hillary Clinton, they don't like her.
Congressman Sean Duffy admits that Trump may say some things during rallies that are a bit animated. He added that while President Obama isn't the founder of ISIS, he has allowed policies that let the terror group become what it is.